The Artist's Posthumous Garage Sale. It was word of mouth, but still, I had to park 4 blocks and walk, then wait in the shaded yard to be called forward. Everything I wanted seemed to be quickly disappearing down the street under other people's arms. Those early pen and inks of women in let loose hair, in dressing gowns and quiet conversation, the pencil drawings, soft and raw as poems forming, watercolor barnyards thought unfinished, now finished enough for us. What else did we have to do this summer Saturday but be a splash of color in her yard, a wheel of early birds thrilled by a glorious bargain? Once inside, a hush. I became less greedy, gave up on any big canvas, Oklahoma light on hollyhocks flopping over in an alley. It was like a feast day, and Regina was the queen of the moment. Down to the last, I'd never say dregs. Small things, coffee cups, a bone folder, charcoal, pencil cases, miter boxes. I found 3 lovingly used paintbrushes, which I now keep in a soup can on my windowsill. Sometimes I paint. Some days I just touch them, the toe, the belly, the ferrule. And I think, who needs fame when you can scatter your light, oil, and sable all over your beloved town?